Several hundred orchids, including many rare and endangered species, are now on display at the U.S. Botanic Garden Conservatory in Washington. The exhibit of these diverse and exotic flowers has become an annual event, but their display is never handled the same way twice, says Botanic Garden's Public Programs Manager, Christine Flanagan.
Every year we change the theme, and this year we thought we would be a little bit playful with it and decided to do an alphabet garden of orchids. So we have all the letters of the alphabet represented, and each letter stands for a different concept related to orchids.
For example, A is for adaptations. Orchids are so versatile, they have adapted to climates on 6 of Earth's 7 continents. Or this example.
D is for deception, and we talk about how some of the orchids trick insect pollinators into pollinating them without giving them any rewards.
Non-insect orchid lovers consider them to be a reward in and of themselves. Orchids seem to attract more devoted fans than most other plants, with some enthusiasts barely able to contain themselves.
It's incredible, the whole experience. I think the biggest thing for me is how vivid all of the colors are.
I work in a public garden. I think the orchids here are lovely. The quality of them is really nice as well. It's just a beautiful venue to be able to exhibit these kind of plants.
The U.S. Botanic Garden is part of the grounds of the U.S. Capitol and administered by Congress. It was established at the suggestion of America's first president, George Washington.
So we go back very, very far, and it was because the founding fathers of our country realized that a lot of the economic development of a country and a lot of the commerce and food production all came through plants. So plants were very important.
And they remain important today. U.S. sales of orchids alone are estimated at nearly $160 million a year. For producer George Dwyer, Jim Bertel, VOA News.